The U.S. president has described migrants as animals in a heated debate about building a border wall with Mexico. During a White House meeting, Donald Trump expressed disgust at the U.S. immigration system. Speaking to California Republicans, he said immigrants entering America are not human. Trump vowed to deport them from the country. Critics have said the American president is conflating gangs with roots in El Salvador with immigrants in general. Trump also sharply criticized Mexico, saying the country provides nothing for America.
Mexico does nothing for us. They do nothing for us.
And this family will
Mexico talks, but they do nothing for us.
Trump pushed, or promised to push, I should say, for full funding for the construction of a wall along the Mexican border. The U.S. president also pledged to get the funds as soon as possible. Building a border wall was one of Trump's key campaign pledges. The project, along with the American president's remarks on Latin Americans, has drawn condemnation from Mexico and other regional countries. Funding for the wall may also trigger budget battles in Congress that is deeply divided over Trump's immigration policy. Joining us live now from Washington, D.C. is Yejide Orunmila, who is with the African People's Socialist Party. Thank you for joining us. Yejide, you know, I'm having a hard time even trying to form my questions here because I find this very shocking words by the leader of the free world as we've been sold he is. What do you make of what he said?
I don't consider Trump to be the leader of the free world. Number one, he is the leader of an imperialist, capitalist, exploitative, dangerous country that continues to exploit and oppress peoples and countries around the world for the benefit of, capitalism in the form of U.S. imperialism. And so what he says around, describing other human beings as animals because they don't do anything for the United States, well, let's not forget that the United States actually robbed, steals, killed, maimed people who and took part of Mexico, which is, in the United States. And so Mexico doesn't owe the United States anything, number one. And number two, the real animals is U.S. imperialism. The real animal is a person who would describe, grabbing female by the genitalia and not really having a problem with that. The real animals are the people who represent U.S. imperialism and, continue to bomb poor people, kill poor people around the world.
So then, Yejide, what does this say about America as a society then, really, that their leader really can get away with saying such things? Because, he was voted into office, he has his supporters, he has his base within the country. What does that say about America then?
I think that what that says about white America mostly is that because it's a lot of people in this country who oppose Trump for various reasons, but what I think mostly the white American population is who has supported him to get him in office. He had confidence in white America to vote him in, and they did. So what it really says is what we've always understood about white power and white people is that they have unity with the most disgusting elements of itself. And Trump is a human manifestation of that. So it just basically aligns with the very nature of exploitation and oppression around the world.
And as a final thought then, Yejide, what is immigrants' role in America? Because, Trump obviously, as he said, Mexico has not done anything for the United States. But for those of us who have been to California or other places in the U.S., we know that Mexicans contribute very importantly, in fact, to America.
Mm-hmm. I think Mexicans and other immigrants need to, because what they do, what is happening with people who are coming to this country is that they're chasing their resources. They recognize that America is the land of rich and plenty, so to speak, because they've been stealing and robbing it from everybody else around the world. So what people are doing, whether they know it or not, is coming to America to chase their own resources. I encourage every immigrant and migrant to continue to do that and get what is necessary for them to contribute in, to their lives and their livelihood. However, they cannot buy into this American so-called dream. It is a nightmare. And they should be fighting and pushing back against all of these oppressive policies and forming alliances with other oppressed groups within the United States to push back against these policies that really don't benefit anybody.
All right, Yejide, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we're appreciating putting that all into context for us.